Okay, we're going to learn Daf Lamed Beis in Masechtas Ksubas. We are, however, going to start from four lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And the Gemara is going through the various halachas in the Mishnah. We went through the sugya of Kamalei B'Rav Amine, and now the Gemara is going to continue as follows. First, a quote from the Mishnah Habo al achoisave al achoisaviv. So the last part of the Mishnah discussed various cases where even, remember, we're talking about a naira, somebody who either is oynis or mafata. Generally, for the most part, we're talking about in our mission the case of oynis, but either oynis or mafata, that somebody who lives even with his own sister or his aunt or somebody that is mamish aser din kares, our Mishnah holds, we saw machlekes already, but our Mishnah holds that you still say that you have a chiyuv to pay knas. You have to pay the moment. On that, the Gemara then asks, I'll ask you a contradiction from a Mishnah in Masechtas Makos. The Mishnah says, Elohein Haloikin, the following scenarios, the person, if you're involved, you get Malkus. And it's basically the same list as our Mishnah. Habalachoisoi, somebody lives with his sister, Valachoisoi, the sister of his father, Valachoisoi, Imai, the sister of his mother, Valachoisoi, Ishtoi, the sister of his wife. Val Eshes Achiv, and the wife of his brother, which again is like a sister, but it's your brother's wife. Val Eshes Achiaviv, and also the wife of your father's brother, the Al Anida, and somebody who lives with Anida. So all of those cases are that act, if you did it with Hasra, Rashi says, you get Malkus. Okay. That takes us to the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Now the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara continues, V'kaimelon, Deina Loiko Mashalim. And it says over there that you're going to get Malkus for that, and therefore you don't pay. Which, of course, is now a contradiction to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah concludes just straight out that you're going to have to pay. So we got to make up our mind. I get it. We had a sugya again whether Kares itself is a Kamlei B'Darabah Mineh. But even leaving Kares out of the situation over here, there's still a Din of Malkus. And if there's a Din of Malkus, Malkus also has a similar type of, it's a different drasha, Risha Achas, Velashtei Rishuyas, but it's still a concept of Kamlei B'Darabah Mineh, and therefore we should not have concluded in our Mishnah that you have to pay. So the Gemara is viewing this, and the way Rashi actually learns the Sugya, as it is a Machloikis now, it's a Stira between the Mishnah here in Masechtas Ksubas versus the Mishnah in Masechtas Makos. What punishment do you get? Do you get the Malkus, or do you get the Mamon? So Amar Ula, so the first teretz of the Gemara provides is Ula. So Amar Ula, Loi Kasha. So again, I'm learning Rashi's pshat over here. Rashi learns, Loi Kasha, Kan Ba Achoisoi, Naira, Kan Ba Achoisoi, Bageris. Very simple. Very simple case. Enachanami, really Ula holds, if there's a question of Mamon and Malkus, if you have those two options, the monetary overrides. And therefore, our case is talking about that she's a Naira. She's exactly between that age of 12 and 12 and a half. And therefore, there's a monetary payment, and that's going to override, and that's the punishment you're going to give versus Malkus. The case in Malkus is not controversial. It's talking about where she's a Bagera. She's over the age of 12 and a half. And therefore, there's only one punishment to give. There's only Malkus. There is no monetary punishment involved. So it's not a contradiction at all. It's simply a different case. Okay? So, and the Gemara assumes right now that there is no money involved in that case. But of course, the Gemara's question is, Achoisa Begeris Nami. Even in the case, fine, you want to say the case of Makkah is talking about she's over 12, so there's no Knas. Ha Ika Boisha Supagam. But there are other monetary payments that you would theoretically have to pay, which is her embarrassment and the begam, as Rashi says, the valuation of what she goes down in value because of the fact that she's now no longer a besula. And we value that based on how much someone would go to the market to buy a shifcha who is a besula versus a shifcha that is not a besula if he wants to do something nice for his slave. So there is a value. Whatever that value is, whether it's $1 or $100, $1 million, whatever that value is, it is a value, it's money. So therefore, we now have a scenario where clearly there's makas, because you did the act, but there's also some payment that has to be made. So why are you getting, so why does the Mishnah in Makas, according, if your rule is that you only make payments and you don't get the Malkus, so here you should have to make these payments and not get Malkus. So the Gemara answers, B'shoita. So we're saying, we're talking about a shaita, somebody who, the girl herself is crazy, and therefore, there is no boishas, because a girl who's the shaita doesn't understand these things, so she's not embarrassed. And there's no pagam, Rashi says, also, it doesn't really value, that's not a value for a girl who's anyway a shaita. So there's no money involved. The Gemara says, 1 second, va'eka tzara. But there is still the concept of tzar. Remember, whenever we're talking about hezek, we're talking about nezek, tzar, ripo, shevis, and boishas. So we talked about the boishas and the begam, but there, excuse me. But there is a concept of tzar. Again, another monetary payment. Gemara answers be mefuta. Once again, this tzar, the pain that's caused over here, is only considered a real pain if it's done against the person's will. But if it's done willingly, that pain is not considered a real pain, at least not a monetary pain that you would have to pay for. So that becomes the case. Again, what we're trying to do is we're eliminating any type of other external payment. So you're only left with the makas. So of course, if you only have makas, of course, that's the only one. So of course, that's the punishment you're going to give. So the Gemara says, well, once you're trying to create this case that there's no money, hashu da osas lahachi, once we're saying this is the scenario, so you could even make it into a case where the girl is, you no longer have to say it's a different age girl. You could even be talking about the same age and she's a Naira. And here's the exception to the rule. When you're talking about a girl who's on her own and she has no father, because normally you would make these payments to the father, but once there's no father involved, you'd make the payments to her. And Mefuto talks about that she was seduced, she was willing to do it. If she's willing to do it, what am I paying for? I don't have to pay somebody who's willing to get involved with me. So therefore, again, it's a very simple case. I don't have to pay any money. So the only thing that I'm left with is the Malkus. So of course in the Mishnah in Malkus, I'm going to give the Malkus. So now, it comes out that according to what we just said, it's according to Ula, the case in Masechtas Makkos is talking about a very unique case. We're talking about, for whatever reason, there is no monetary payment. Either originally we said Shaita, but now we're talking about a Naira Mefuto, Yisoymo, so there's no payment. So what do we see then from that? Alma Kosovar Ula, so we see that Ula's primary primary way of viewing the world is kol hecho de ika mamainu malkus. Whenever there's a possibility of paying both monetary and malkus, mamainu mashalim milka loy loki. So you always, the money payment always overrides. That's why we had to back into the corner to say that the Masechta de Makkos was talking about there is no money. Because the moment there's money, that money is going to be your actual payment. So, minole leula ha. How does Ula know that the monetary payment is more important? The answer is Gomar Mechoivel Bechaveri. We learn this out of the fact that the Torah teaches us that when someone hurts somebody else, he hits somebody else, he has to pay. Machoivel Bechaveri de Ikamamanu Malkus. Just like when you hit somebody else, you have to pay, and the Torah says you pay, even though there is a din of, you would get Malkus also, there's an Isser in the Torah of Lo Yosef, that you're not allowed to hit more than you're allowed to hit. So there is technically a reason to give Malkus, and still the Torah tells us that Mamayna Mashallah, Milka Loy Loki, that you're gonna get the payment. So we see that the Torah's view of the world is you pay over Malkus. So Afko Hecha de Ika Mamayna Malkus, Mamayna Mashallah, Milka Loy Loki. So too, we can extrapolate that any time you have both possibilities, you're gonna make the payment and you're not gonna get Malkus. However, the problem is, if you want to use that as your source, it has to work. But the problem is, over there, the reason why you're chayev to pay is because maybe over there's so much to pay. There's, so to speak, a chumrah of paying that we have five things. Nezek, tzar, ripo, shevis, and boishas. So, therefore, maybe over there the Torah is particular that you pay. But that doesn't prove to us that every time you should pay. And if you'll say over there that it's a kula over there that you have to pay, so therefore you can't learn out of it. Shekain, I'll tell you the reason why you can't learn out, and if you want to say that scenario, the money is kula and you can't learn out of that, or it's, in other words, it's not a chumrah, it's not a problem, I'll tell you there's a different issue. The different issue is shekain hutur mechloloi bebezdin. The issue is over there, the reason why in that case, remember we're learning out of the Isser of Lo Yosef. So over there, the reason why you're not getting Malkus is because the Torah itself says, hey, there are some cases where you're allowed to hit. So we see the Torah itself is allowing you to hit and not punishing you for the hitting. So therefore, okay, so maybe over there, that's again a reason why over there the Torah is focused on the money. But that doesn't apply to our case where the Torah is not focused necessarily on the money. Okay, so we can't learn it out. So using the example of hitting somebody else is not a perfect example. It's, again, we're not contradicting the halacha. The bottom line is that you have to pay. But the reason why you have to pay over there is either because it has more payments than everybody else, or because the Torah says, I don't care about the malchus. So either way, it's not a good case. It doesn't teach us for our purposes. Elo gomar me'edim zomim. All right, so let me give you a different example where you're going to pay over malchus. And over there, right, we know the cases. If a guy comes in to Bezdin and says, Reuven owes Shimon $100, and he's lying. So the answer is, now, the fact that he was an Eid Zoymeim, he deserves Malkus, because he did an action. He lied. On the other hand, we make him pay. The result is he pays. Ma'idim Zoymeim to Ikam Mammon Malkus, when there's both a payment of Mammon and Malkus, Mammon Mashalam, Milka Loy Lucky. We're gonna make him do the payment. Versus the Malkus. So once again, so Afko Echad Ikam Mammon Malkus, Mammon Mashalam, Milka Loy Lucky. So we should extrapolate from there. We can learn from there that every case where there's a possibility of payment and a possibility of malchus, we're going to give him the malchus part. We're going to give him the moment. Once again, the Gemara says you can't compare. Once again, it's a much more chomerdike issue because over there he doesn't have asra. All other cases you need asra before you're going to give malchus. So maybe over there again the Torah is focused on making him make a payment because you didn't give him asra. The imamana lekulahu. And once again, if you want to say maybe in that scenario over there the giving the money because he didn't have asra is actually a kula, we're giving him the lighter sentence, and therefore you can't learn that. Maybe you could learn out of that scenario. The hasra shouldn't bother us because we're giving the lighter scenario. Shekein loy also maisa. Again, you can't use that example to us because over there, edim, they just talked. Talking is not an action. You know, all talk and no action. We see that talking is not an action. So once again, it's when you learn out, you're giving hasra, you're making him pay because he didn't do anything. That doesn't teach us what we would do if you did something. Our case, for example, in the Oinus u'Mafata, you did something. So maybe in that case, your actions do deserve malchus. So the Gemara says, each one of those cases individually you can't derive the halacha. So let's learn from the two of them in general, and we always know, whenever we have two other halachas, and they're not the same halacha, the chumra by one doesn't apply to the other, and the kula by one doesn't apply to the other, so we should be able to say, oh, we see that generally, but both of them the same, they're consistent, they have the same similarity in that they both had malchus and money, and we made them pay the money. Both of those cases, again, where you had the choice between money or malchus, and over there we chose the money over the malchus. So too over here, so we should make that the general rule that you should pick the money over the malchus. To which the Gemara says, no, we do have two cases, but we still can't learn out of them because mala sara shava shebehen shekein yesh behen tzad chomer. Each one of them has a chumra that doesn't apply anywhere else, so therefore we can't use those as examples. And the imam ayna lekula, and once again you say, well, maybe it's not a chumra, it's a kula. I'll tell you the opposite. Hashekein yesh behem tzad akal. They both have a kula that makes them more easier to understand why we're focused on the money versus focusing on the malchus. Okay, so again, now Tosfos and all the Rishonim explain and ask on this Gemara. Very simple. Every time you had one case and we didn't learn it out of that case is because of a chumra or a kula. So why are these two cases unique? That's the whole point. The whole point is the chumra of chayvel, which was five hey dvarim, doesn't apply by edim zaymimim. So we say, oh, don't care. We shouldn't care about that chumra. And the chumra of edim zaymimim that you didn't need asra, actually that's the kula. That you didn't need asra, that's the chumra, doesn't apply by chayvel. So that's the whole concept of a tzara shava. So Tosfos answers these that's true under normal circumstances, but in this case, the chumras and the kulas that we're discussing here, this is a very interesting teretz. The chula and the chumra that we're discussing over here are so unique. Each one of them has a unique chumra and kula, which, so to speak, contradicts our regular rules. So it's true the chumras in each one are different, and the kulas in each one are different, but each one of them is so different that it contradicts our normal thing, right? The idea, let's say, for example, no hasra. Where else, there's no other punishment in the world that you get without hasra. This is the only one. So it's so much of a kula that it's beyond anything that we could learn from. That's the way Tosfos is masber, that therefore we can't use it. Right. We can't use it to extrapolate to another case. Because it's so unique. Right, you cannot use Edom Zomimim to teach us anything, because Edom Zomimim is so unique, and the Torah, excuse my expression, breaks the rules. Breaks its own rules to create the halacha of Edom Zomimim. We can't apply that to a case where you're not breaking the rules. You hear?
And
Hei Dvarim also is something that is so, it's so unique, you don't either pay or you don't pay. To pay for other things that are not relevant to what you did, it's not damage. You're paying for extra things. You're paying for boishes. You're paying for ripui. Yeah, again, we understand why we pay by chayvel for all those other things, but they don't apply to any other case in Shas. In no other case in halacha, you're going to pay for extra credit stuff. It's really extra credit if you think about it. I understand paying for the damage. You used to be worth $100, now you're worth $90. Okay, $10 damage, I'll pay for that $10 damage. But where does the boishes and the ripui come from? Where do all those things come from? Those are not damage. I understand we're so used to the idea because we hear it all the time. But it doesn't compare to any other case in halacha. Okay, anyway, the bottom line is we can't learn it out of Edom Zomimim or from Choyvel, so we're left with our Kasha. Okay, so the Gemara is, so far we can't learn out of Choyvel, we can't learn out of Edom Zomimim, because as we explained, each one of them is so uniquely different that they're not a good source for us in general. Ella, Ulo, Tachas, Gomer. So at the top of Lamed Beis, the Gemara says he has a drasha. We learn the word Tachas, that it's a gezeirah shavah, and therefore we learn out that you always have to pay the money. Ksiv hacha, the Gemara tells us the drasha. Ksiv hacha, tachas asher ino, that's talking about in the case of the oinis. The ksiv hasam, and it says over there, ayin tachas ayin, which the rest of the pasuk is ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, yad tachas yad, and we darshin, and ma hasam b'mayna, we darshin, even though it says the word yad, we all know that we don't chop off the guy's hand, we just mean it's that you pay for the value of the hand. Ma hasam b'mayna, you're paying money. Mishalem milka loylaki, and over there that's talking about where you stole something or you did damage to somebody, you have to pay for it and you don't get malchus. Milka loylaki, I've called malchus. So therefore we can learn from there that any time also that you did damage, in this case the damage was you did an oinus and mafata, you did an oinus, so therefore you're going to end up paying money and not pay malchus. So at the end of the day, the bottom line is, according to Ula, it's a drasha from the drasha of Tachas. Even so, those other Chayvel and Edom Zomimim are not the final drasha. All of this was to answer a contradiction in between our Mishnah and Ksubas that says that you have to pay Knas versus the Mishnah and Makas that says that you have to, that you're going to get that you're going to get Malkus. And we ended up saying that the case of Malkus, according to Ula, the reason why you're only getting Malkus is because there is no money involved. But if there was money involved, the money would override. You'd give the money punishment and not the Malkus punishment. That's all Ula's teretz. Continues Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Tema Achos Naira. We can go back to the regular case that she is a Naira, in that case also, and you have to pay her. The difference is, Kansha Yisroboy, Kansha Lo Yisroboy. Very simple. Depends on whether you gave the Hasra, because you're only going to give Malkus if there was a Hasra. So, if there is Hasra, you give the Malkus. If there's no Hasra, you give the money. Why? Because there's no Malkus. So, Rabbi Yochanan's teretz is exactly the opposite of Ula. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, when there's Malkus and money, which one's the main? Malkus is the main. So we have to make a scenario in our Mishnah. Now we're changing our Mishnah. We have to make the scenario in our Mishnah that we don't end up with Malkus. How do we do that? Very simple. There's no Hasra. There's no Asra, so there's no Makis. So as we just said, we see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that if you have both the payment of money and Malkus, the Asru Bey, and you gave him the Malkus, you're going to end up giving him a Malkus. Okay? And that's why our Mishnah has to be that there's no Malkus at all, because he didn't give Asra. Okay, now we're going to figure this out. We know that Rabbi Yochanan, how does Rabbi Yochanan know that Malkus is more important? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Kedei Risha Soi, that you give him the punishment he deserves. But we darshan from that, Risha, Mishum Risha Achasat Machaiva, Viyat Machaiva, Mishum Shtei Rishuis. So we give him his punishment, which is singular. And therefore we're only going to punish him once. Okay, so first we have to determine you're only getting one out of two. V'samach Lei, and then the next Pasuk says, Arboim Yakenu, you're going to give him Malkus. Okay, so we see that if you're going to pick one, and then the next pasuk says give Malkus, we see that the Malkus is overrides. The Malkus gives is the more important one. Okay, now we're going to ask the opposite way. What about the, you know, the cases that we brought before, where I hit somebody, the ikamainu malkus, where over there, there is money and malkus, and then for some reason, according to your rule, this doesn't fit. According to your rule, we're supposed to give malkus, and here all of a sudden, we're giving the guy money. So once again, we're talking about maybe the same thing. Maybe the pasuk is talking about a case where you didn't give hasro. But maybe Enochanami, had you given hasro, you would be giving the malkus. Okay, because according to your logic, Malkus is more important. That's not true. Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yochanan, hikeu hakosh ein vayshava pruta loike. It says Rav Ami learns that the whole case of the pasuk, like we discussed before, here's a case where we're taking a pasuk in the Torah and we're narrowing down the scenario of the pasuk in the Torah down to one case. It's one case, and the case is that you gave him a hak, you hit him. But the value of the hit was less than a shava pruta. You tapped him. The whole thing was less than a shava pruta. And that's why you're gonna give Malkus. Hey, okay. And that's the case, so that's why you're giving him Malkus. So there is, in other words, there's no money involved. But had there been money involved, and a chanami, you would have given him money. So, hechi dami. So what would be the case over there that we're discussing that you're only getting Malkus? Either lo yasru bay, but if you're telling me the case was that they didn't give Asra, I'm my loika, then why would you get Malkus either? There's no, you can only give Malkus if you warned him first. Elopshito, so it must be the Asru bay, that you gave him a warning, don't hit the guy. The time of the last bay shava pruta. And the reason over there you're getting the Malkus, according to Rav Ami, was only because specifically there's no real value over here. It's less than a pruta. Ha is bay shava pruta. Had the case been that you did have real damage, mamayna mashal milka loy lucky. So, and then you'd be paying the money and not the Malkus. So we see that this case literally contradicts what Rabbi Yochanan just said. Here you see that you do pay the money over the Malkus. The Gemara answers, because Rabbi Loy. So Rabbi Loi has a different drasha. The reason why the general rule is you give Malkus, because Beferish Ribsa Torah Eden Zomim Litashlumin. The fact that the Torah went out of its way and said, when Eden Zomim, again, they're lying about whether he owes money or not, and the Torah specifically wants them to pay money. So, Hachanami Beferish Ribsa Torah Chayvel Bechaveret Litashlumin. Over here also, the Torah went out of its way to say, I want you to pay. So therefore, we understand the way we understand this is as follows. Since the Torah went out of its way to say you have to pay money, that means that the Torah understood naturally you'd get the Malkus. It's only over here I had to make a point of the fact that you're getting the money. That means every place else, the normal, regular way to do things is to give Malkus and not pay. Okay, fine. That's the bottom line. That's the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan. So we want to know what's the source. Rabbi Loi says that we went out of the way. Aho. So Rabbi Loi, now remember, the focus over here is Rabbi Loi made a comment on, reacted to the following. Here's the case. Regular case, two guys walk into Beis Din, say, Ruvein owes Shimon $200, 200 zos. V'nim tzu zaymimim, regular case, it turns out they're lying. So the halacha is, this is a Mishnah, Loikin umeshalem, they have to pay over there, they actually have to pay and get Malkus. Why? Shaloya Shema Mavion Lide Malkus, Mavion Lide Tishlumen, Divere Remeir. Remeir is a drasha that says you do both because it's two different issues over here. One is because of the makas, one is because of the lying, that they, the Edom Zomim aspect of it, that they have to get malchus, and one is because they made the guy, they almost caused the guy damage, they have to pay. So Rameir is a unique shita that says you actually pay both. However, let's focus on the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, Kol HaMashalim Eino Loike, which is what we know. That he says, okay, if you're going to pay money, you don't have to get malchus. Okay, so we see according to the Chachamim, you only get one. So the Gemara says, V'neima Kol HaLoike Eino Mashalim. So maybe, I get it. According to the Chachamim, you're only getting one punishment. That I understand. But how do you know that the punishment is the money? Maybe the punishment should be the malchus. Amar Rabbi Loi, and remember, we're looking for Rabbi Loi is looking for his. Rabbi Loi is looking for his comment. His comment is: this is his comment. Amar Rabbi Loi, beferish ribsa Torah edim zemim litash lumin. The Torah went out of its way to say that when it comes to edim zemim, there our focus is on the money. Okay, so that's why. That's why over there, again, if you have to pick one out of the two, the focus of the Torah is money, so we're going to give, if you're going to pick one, we're going to pick the money. Great. So that comes out. So the point that, the overall point, let's not focus on what the issue in the Gemara is discussing. The issue that the Gemara is discussing is, why don't we use Eidim Zaymimim as our proof that you pay money? The answer is because it's a special, unique case. The Torah itself made sure that it's a unique case, but really, Anachanami, Rabbi Yochanan is correct, and we would do Malchus over money. Okay. But you keep on saying it went out of its way. Heichon ribsa Taira. How do we see? Where did the Taira go out of its way to say that you have to pay money? Okay, so I'll prove it to you. Michti, let's look at the psukim. Ksiv, asisim leikasher zomelasos laochiv. On the one hand, it says that you have to do what he planned on doing to his friend. So he get the same punishment. And then, the next pasuk says, it's not the next pasuk, it's two pasukim later, but the next pasuk says, yad biyad. And the way to do this is you pay, again, remember, you give something that goes from hand to hand. And again, we understand that it doesn't mean you literally cut off the guy's hand. It means something that you would give in your hand. Anyway, lomali, dabar hanita miyad liyad. So, sorry, yad biyad lamali, the way to read this is yad biyad lamali. What do we need that other pasuk for? We already said that if he wanted to make him pay money, he has to pay money. So we dash in, dover hanitim yad liyad. It coming to limit it to those things, only those things that transfer from one hand to another, umayniu mamayin. And what is that thing? That thing is money. So therefore, that's why, so we see, because really the Torah could have kept quiet. The Torah simply had to say, given the punishment he deserves, and could have stopped there. By the fact that the Torah went and says, and by the way, let me tell you what that punishment is, we see that the Torah was looking for an excuse to tell us that over there we want you to pay, and nothing else. And therefore, it's not, again, a good source for us to use to extrapolate for other halachas. Because the Torah went out of its way to say, I want you to make payments of money and nothing else. So, that takes care of the Edom Zomim case. We had a second case, Cholu B'Chaver Enami. Cholu B'Chaver also had the same issue. It's another example where you're paying over Malkus. And our approach to this, or our philosophy, is that that's an exception to the rule. So why is that? How do you know that that's an exception to the rule? So the Gemara says again, I'll show it to you. Michti, ksiv, kasher, also keni, also loy. Once again, the pasuk on the one hand says you should punish him the way he punished somebody else. Which means that if he, let's say, hurt somebody, we should hurt him. That's the literal translation. We should do to him what he tried to do to the other person. But then the pasuk, and this is the next pasuk, the pasuk then continues and says, Cain yinosein boy, we should give to him. So, lomali, what do we need that pasuk? We already said that we're giving him the punishment that he deserves. So we darshin from that extra pasuk, davar sheyesh by nesina. It has to be something that you can transfer. So we're not going to punch him in the arm. We're going to give him something you can transfer. Umayniu, and what is that thing? Mamay. That's going to be mamay. So once again, by the fact that the Torah set us up to say, well, you should do what he deserves, and then the Torah says, no. Let me explain. I want you to give money. So by the fact that the Torah had two psukim to tell you specifically that it's money, that shows that that is not what I would have thought naturally. And therefore, it's not what I think naturally in the rest of the Torah. It's only specifically in these cases the Torah went out of its way to say, I want money and I don't want something else. Okay, so we'll read the next line of the Gemara, but this really continues into the next Amid. So the Gemara says, the bottom line over here, Rabbi Yochanan, my time lo yomer ku ula. So Rabbi Yochanan now and ula have a right, they're mutually exclusive. According to ula, when you have money and malchus, the money overrides. According to Rabbi Yochanan, when you have money and malchus, it's the same case. He says exactly the opposite. He says the malchus overrides. So we have to understand. So how do I know the other guy's not right? And they both have drushes. We had drushes for both of them. So for Rabbi Yochanan, my time lo amar kulula. So why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like ula that the money is more important? So he says a very interesting concept. Im kain betalta ervas achoyscho lo yisigale. Because in that case, what ends up happening is if you're going to have to pay money and you're not going to give him the malchus, then essentially the isser itself doesn't apply. The isser doesn't apply because you're going to always say, I'm going to pay money. So it's not really an isser. Usually when we talk about in our concept, whenever we talk generally, if you ever hear somebody say usser, what does that mean? In our mind, usser means you're not allowed to do it. And if you do it, it's malchus, it's misa, there's a punishment involved. We don't think of something in terms of usser. Usser, the remedy or the ramification of usser is payment of money. That's not the way we think of things. We think of things in usser that there's a capital type of punishment, not a monetary punishment. So if you're going to tell me that according to Ula, if you want to hurt, this is Rabbi Yochanan's issue. According to Ula, you're paying money, so then there's no real capital punishment. There's no real isser lav. The Torah should say, if you do this, here's what happens. But it's not a lav. It's not a lav in the Torah. So the Gemara, okay. Alright, so again, as I said, now this Gemara continues. I'll read very quickly the Gemara, top of Lama Gimel Lama Aleph, but we're gonna stop sort of in the middle and let the Gemara figure this out. So the Gemara says, well, if that's your logic, that the problem is that anytime you're paying money, you no longer have the Isser, so you could say the same argument, again, on the top of Lama Gimel Lama Aleph. Choylu b'chaveir enami, imke betalto. Lo Yosef, pen Yosef. And you can make the same argument over there and say that by the chayvul, well, I'm not allowed to hit somebody, but the punishment is payment. And if you're going to say I have to pay, well, then again, I guess that means there's no real isser. And similarly, Eidim Zayim Unami, Eidim Zayim Unami, which we also know that you make payment. Imkein betalta v'hayim bin akayis arosha. The pasuk says you're not allowed to hit. So and by Eidim Zayim we say, but no, I want you to pay money. So then, what's the lav? Hello. So why? So how do you understand that there's a law in existence? No, we say it's not a contradiction because both are true. When money is involved, we do money. But when there's no money, for example, ben gerusha ben chalutza, we're not going to make some random guy into a ben gerusha. That doesn't make any sense. Over there, we know the halacha and the gemara and makas darshans that you're going to give malchus. So there always, even if I sometimes say money, there still will be malchus. So since there is both in existence, therefore, it's not, you haven't gotten rid of the lav. And chayvul b'chaveir enami, you can say that chayvul b'chaveir k'gon she'yekeu hakol she'ein bo shava pruta, like we discussed before, that we can say the case is that it doesn't add up to a shava pruta. And memelo, you can have both scenarios. You could have a case where you pay money, and you could also have a case, as long as there is a scenario that you have a case that you pay malchus, so malchus is relevant, even if it's just one case, it is relevant sometimes. That's enough to say that there's an Isser Lav. But if you're going to learn that kind of logic, so then Ulu has the same answer, and we're going to stop with this. So Achoy Sinami, Ikalik Yuma, by Achoy Sabageris. So then by if your issue is that the Lav doesn't exist, sure it does. You just have to be talking about a girl who's not an Iru. She's over the age of 12 years old. And then of course there's no Knas involved anymore, and you're going to have to give Malkus. There's no knas, right? There's no knas, so you're gonna have to pay malchus. So therefore, so that's not a good reason why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of ula. Again, as I said, we're gonna stop over here because the Gemara is gonna go continue over here. But the point is that we have to find a reason why what Rabbi Yochanan's issue is, what's missing that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like ula svara, that when there's money involved that you pay the money over the malchus. Because we have in each one scenario, we have both malchus and money, so now it's a question of which one should I prioritize. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up with this point next time.